USA Radio News.
My lawyers aren't working on that. I'm working on that. I write the answers. My lawyers don't write answers. I write answers. I was asked a series of questions. I've answered them very easily. Very easily.
President Trump earlier today at the White House saying he's completed answers for the Russia investigation from the Justice Department for Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The president did also say his attorneys would be looking over the answers, and then he would be submitting those to Mueller. Still no winner in the Florida Senate race. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky explains.
The Senate race in Florida? Still up in the air. The winner still not certified because the election's still too close to call. There will now be a hand recount of the votes. Republican Rick Scott ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson by just over 12,000 votes out of the 8 million people who cast ballots.
That manual recount does have to be complete by Sunday at noon Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 17 Saudis, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The sanctions against them are coming because of their alleged roles in the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
All of the individuals' assets within U.S. jurisdiction are blocked. U.S. persons are generally prohibited from engaging in transactions with these individuals.
The U.S. Treasury Department saying in a statement the Saudis involved were part of the planning and execution of Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Turkey in early October.
At the time of Jamal Khashoggi's killing, these individuals occupied positions in the royal court and at several ministries and offices of the government of Saudi Arabia.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A group of Tijuana, Mexico residents is not happy that one of the migrant caravans is hanging out in their city. The group of locals are citing safety concerns since many in the caravan are just loitering in the streets. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
As many people reflect on the 2018 midterm elections, it gives both sides an opportunity to look at what went right and what went wrong. I had a chance to chat with Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana, and one of the things I asked him was some of the things that both parties can learn from the election.
I think you need to look in the mirror when you have a defeat like we did, and first acknowledge, yeah, we lost the majority, and it's something that we want to learn how to get it back and how to go and re-earn the trust of those voters who left our party and voted for Democrats. We're not doing a good enough job as conservatives of letting people know what we stand for and what our conservative principles really are and how they're going to help hardworking families who are just trying to get ahead and struggling in a tough environment. So we need to look in the mirror and figure out all those things. Where did we do things that we got to do better? Did Democrats raise tremendous amounts of money, way more than a lot of our candidates? In these races we lost, they had this program called Act Blue, which helped a lot of low-end donors direct money, you know, straight into the campaign coffers of their challengers. We need an answer to that on the Republican side. We're actually working on that already and working on some of the other things we need to do better to earn the trust of the American voters who left us this time around and get that back and regain the majority in 2020.
The congressman also has a book out titled Back in the Game, One Gunman, Countless Heroes, and the Fight for My Life. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.